our equipment is able to put up to 60 nails in each corner of a picture frame to make sure that it's solid, won't ever fall apart.
Lisa Weber has framed everything from a Picasso to Taylor Swift shoes to one of John Wayne's Stetson cowboy hats.
Well, one of the dirty little secrets in the custom framing industry is rarely does a frame ever come out perfect, so we put them through a little spit and polish.
When Weber bought Timeless Frames in 1999, it had just 7 employees. Today, with a little help from the Jefferson County Industrial Development Agency, the Watertown business has more than 200. A picture of Timeless Frames hangs in the office of the Jefferson County IDA as one of its success stories. It can be tough sometimes for IDA CEO Don Alexander to attract the big job creators IDAs crave to his North Country county. That's because the county requires taxing jurisdiction approval before giving tax breaks. That means developers have to plead their case for sales or property tax breaks in front of all kinds of boards and bodies, school districts, village boards, town boards, and even the county. No small feat, says Alexander. And because of that, there have been instances he's had to tell developers they're probably flat out of luck in Jefferson County.
And so we advise the developer that based on our information, we don't think this thing is going to fly. Do you want to go through the litany, or do you want to just say, okay, I'll try something else or do something else some other place?
Jefferson County is the only one in the state with such a system. Many local officials like it this way, even if it means developers might bypass Jefferson County to locate somewhere with fewer hoops to jump through for tax breaks. County legislator Barry Ormsby says it makes the process of economic development more transparent.
It better represents the democratic process that we work under. I mean, I think that people have a stake in it. If the project or the investment that we're moving forward is going to land in their community, it gives a few more people a stake in it.
But some contend making that process more democratic can get in the way of streamlining development.
We're trying to simplify the economic development process at the local and state level. And this certainly, at least for Jefferson County, complicates it.
Brian McManus, president of the New York State Economic Development Council, a lobbying firm representing IDAs. He says economic development should be more of a one-stop shop for businesses.
Certainty in economic development is an important commodity. And that may very well be the difference between a project going to St. Lawrence County or going to another state.
McMahon says every town and IDA's relationship, there are 115 IDAs in New York, is different. And if this is the system that works best for Jefferson County, then they should go with it. IDA CEO Don Alexander is audibly hesitant when asked if Jefferson County's check and balance system is actually better for citizens.
That's a tough question to answer because I'm a strong supporter of check and balance. You know, I'm a very strong supporter of having people look at this from different sets of eyes and endorse what we're trying to do. I get that.
But on the other hand, Alexander says, sometimes politicians can slow down or kill projects because they don't understand the inner workings of an IDA. Case in point, recent political wranglings over wind development and new housing for military families at Fort Drum. Alexander is quick to point out that lawmakers and the IDA mostly get along and that sometimes politicians actually bring good ideas to the table. And then there's the anecdotal evidence that the Jefferson County IDA has found something that works. The sign on the door at Timeless Frames that reads, "Now hiring." In Watertown, I'm Ryan Delaney for InnovationTrail.org.